world has gotten shrunk up so small these days, when Greece makes noises in the EU that maybe they'll just go bankrupt instead of paying off their debts for a party binge they've been enjoying for a decade, even Elder Bay's store instantly raises its prices, so that now vino costs what a new car used to. Gas prices jump up and down on daily speculation, stock market looks like some of my friends when they're off their meds, and Congress makes speeches that make the Occupy Wall Street crowd look positively visionary. Any little tremor in the economy of some country the size of the South End sends shockwaves that amplify along the international spinal cord until investors and hedge fund managers hit the panic button to sell, sell, sell. Of course, next day they're buy, 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 and Congress forms another committee to investigate oil price manipulation. I think back fondly to those golden days when all my pals traded in their jobs for a warm pair of slippers and some flannel pajamas, then spent their days in front of a computer speculating on the day trade market. Easy money back then. You bet on a stock market that's in heavy bubble mode every day as a sunny day. Kinda like buying houses in Florida on borrowed money. Nothing to it. Ponzi schemes are nothing new. Just takes a few million suckers to make 'em work. Sure, we had a little setback here this past few years, but other than a few scapegoats, nobody went to jail. Most of them even got big bonuses or fat retirement packages. You think things are going to change, you maybe should live in Oz. Bank of America, I love the name. Bank of America had a pretty good quarter of profits last quarter, so they decided to hit us with a $5 fee to use a debit card. Got a little backlash they did and backed off. But they'll nick you, trust me on that. Next time they won't use the large print. I wish I could be more optimistic about the world, especially since I live down here on the South End, which I used to believe was a backwash so remote nothing except a nuclear war would penetrate our isolationist tendencies. But now it's clear that practically everybody and everything is a ripple on the global pond, and by the time that ripple hits our far shores, it's practically a tsunami. Probably explains why my pals quit day trading. The only trading they're doing these days is swapping out their jammies and slippers for some waterproof boots. The water is up, but not all our boats are rising with it this time.